I'm very delighted to be asked to formally open our conference, Faith in Health. It's been inspired by the developing work of a group formed 3 years ago by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. And we call that the Healthcare Reference Group, chaired by Bishop Tom Williams, Auxiliary Bishop in Liverpool. And I've been very impressed indeed by the commitment of this group, largely composed of extremely competent and busy healthcare professionals who have given their time so generously and voluntarily to furthering this work of supporting Catholics in healthcare and promoting faith in health. Under the chairmanship of Bishop Tom, this group began by focusing on a number of urgent issues in respect of hospital chaplaincy. But as their work progressed through a variety of meetings and seminars, it became clear that there was an appetite and indeed a demand for a wider gathering that would have two aims. Firstly, to affirm and support the Christian vocation of working in healthcare, and secondly, to provide an opportunity to reflect on the current issues facing the NHS from an ethical perspective. Providentially, perhaps, our conference takes place as the NHS celebrates its 60th anniversary. And as you'll be aware, this week Lord Darzi's anniversary review has been published with some far-reaching proposals to reform the service over the next decade. And what seems to be central to all that he says in his report is the desire to promote the quality of patient care and to ensure that patients are treated with dignity and compassion. It seems to me that we couldn't have a better backdrop for our time together in these next 2 days, as I'm convinced that people of faith who work in the health service are well qualified to make a distinctive and important contribution to meeting this particular challenge. One obvious element of that contribution is our understanding of the crucial importance of the spiritual in our lives. As Christians, we believe not only that Jesus Christ reveals the true nature of God, but also that he reveals the true nature of our humanity. And the divine calling that we share by virtue of our common humanity, created in the image and likeness of God. So Christians have not only a distinctive theology, but also a distinctive anthropology, which recognizes that the spiritual dimension is fundamental to all aspects of life, including health and healing. We also have a particular understanding of what is meant by the spiritual, and what is required if the full humanity of those in need is to be respected. We're fortunate to have with us as participants a number of people engaged in healthcare chaplaincy work, and some of the workshops which will be available will be engaged in exploring specific areas of the spiritual dimension of healthcare. And we're also very fortunate to have with us a number of eminent and distinguished speakers over the next 2 days, beginning this evening with Sir Cyril Chantler. Our speakers will be addressing a number of complementary dimensions, such as the question of professionalism and the issue of trust. And Cardinal Cormack will be speaking tomorrow morning, particularly about the question of compassion in healthcare. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be hearing from Professor Sheila Hollins and Bill Kilgallen about mental health issues and palliative care. And we've also got with us a very good theologian, Father James Hanvey, Jesuit, don't hold that against him, who's been a member of the healthcare reference group from the beginning. And he will be speaking at various times tomorrow to give us the theological context for our discussions as we seek to discern more clearly the relationship between faith and health. Underpinning our reflections will be the initial results of a quantitative and qualitative survey of NHS trusts carried out by our healthcare reference group. And I think you'll find the results very interesting reading. It's quite clear that many NHS trusts are simply not aware of the religious diversity of their own workforce. Perhaps we don't make it obvious. you know, I suppose you don't go running round the wards or the operation saying, well, I've come to do you and help you and I'm a Catholic. And we don't do that sort of thing. But there seems to be a general lack of awareness of how many there are in healthcare, very professional people who are people of faith. It's also clear that a number of people believe that elements of the way the system operates at present inhibits them from working as they would wish, namely, in seeking to provide patient-centred care which is fully respectful of the dignity of the person. So one of our hopes for this conference is that through our discussions, both in the plenary sessions and in the various workshops, we might identify what the pressure points are and how a constructive response can best be made at various levels, locally, regionally, and nationally. I'm sure you're very well aware religion today is often seen as at best irrelevant and at worst divisive. But the ethic of care and respect for the person, which is shared by all the great faiths, and indeed by the vast majority of upright men and women of no faith at all, can and should be turned to advantage by the NHS. On Saturday morning, there will be a special plenary session looking at this research, and we very much want to hear from you as to how best some of the ideas we will be discussing can be developed, and also how the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales might fruitfully work in the coming years to support healthcare workers and the diocese. Finally, I have another hope for our time together. Many of you have taken time out of the busy professional lives to be here, and I've no doubt at all that there will be much to learn from one another, and which we can take away with us for further reflection and refinement. But there's also something deeper. One of the central insights of the Catholic tradition, which was recalled to its primary place in the teaching of the Second Vatican Council, is the universal call to holiness. The invitation of Jesus in the Gospel to follow him, to be in communion with him, and to live a life of loving service of others is not just addressed to the clergy or enclosed religious communities. I remember 20 years ago, yes, over, when I was in Thornton Heath, there was a very nice lady, very regular at Mass, but she had this awful habit, every time she spoke to me, was saying, "Oh, Father, you are so holy." And instead of sort of saying, "Oh, great," I got more and more irritated, because what she was implying was, because I was a priest, therefore, it followed, I am holy. And I said to her in the end, I said, "I'm no different to you or anybody else." I said, "I'm fragile, weak," and I nearly said, "I'm just about to take your head off." But I mercifully refrained from doing that. But there's been a lot of that in the church. You know, well, we're lay, you know, holiness, all that. That's all for the religious lot, that priests and religious, isn't it? Second Vatican Council was absolutely clear. There's a whole chapter on it. The universal call to holiness. Now, it's addressed, that call is addressed to each and every disciple of Christ by virtue of our baptism and confirmation, not by virtue of our orders or otherwise. We are all, without exception, called to holiness, and that means called to a life of loving and intimate communion with our Lord, called to seek the truth about what it means to be human, the purpose of human life, and its ultimate fulfilment in eternity. And that applies to each and every one of us. And that's something which we respond to and fulfill in the particular vocation in life he has invited us to follow. And in doing that, we follow in his footsteps of loving and serving, especially those in need. Because as you are well aware, when you read the Gospel, that is where we encounter the suffering Christ. That is where we minister to him and serve him. So my hope is that during these few days we will each find ourselves helped in a new way to make that connection between our faith and our everyday life. It isn't always easy to do that. Certainly not for bishops either. I do sometimes wonder whether the Lord hasn't abandoned me altogether. There we are. He hasn't. He's with us all the time.
Even on the list.
It is my hope. It is my hope and my prayer that we will all leave this conference having come a little closer to the person of Jesus Christ, renewed in our faith, and encouraged to seek ways in which that faith might be lived out more fully in serving the sick, because those are the ones for whom Christ always had a special care and infinite compassion.